Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we've got something really intriguing to discuss. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI-generated thumbnails versus good old human design. I mean, what could possibly go wrong there, right? Exactly. So, I recently conducted an experiment where we swapped our handcrafted thumbnails with those generated by AI to see what kind of results we'd get. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. I've heard a lot about AI in creative spaces, but did you really expect it to deliver better results? Honestly, I went in pretty skeptical. I mean, who wouldn't be? We've all spent hours tweaking thumbnails and then crickets, right? But the results we got were wild. So what were some of the key findings? Did the AI actually perform better? Oh, definitely. For starters, we found that thumbnails featuring faces had a staggering 38% higher click-through rate. That's a huge boost. Wait, so just by including faces, you saw that much of an increase? Exactly. It really highlights how our brains are wired to respond to faces. The fascinating part was how the AI managed to position those faces perfectly. Something I thought would be tricky for it to grasp. That's pretty amazing. But how did you even decide to test this? What led you to pit AI against human designers? Great question. The biggest pain point for creators is usually time, right? Who has 4 hours to design a thumbnail after spending a week editing a video? Yeah, not me. So, what's the time difference? AI tools can cut that design time down to literally about 30 seconds. It allows you to create multiple versions and A/B test them before you've even finished your coffee. Wow, that's a game changer. But I bet you were worried about the quality of the AI-generated thumbnails. Did that actually hold up? That was our main concern. We really wanted to see if the speed came with a drop in quality. But surprisingly, the AI didn't just replicate trends. It understood design principles better than I expected. That's encouraging. So, looking into the future, how do you think AI thumbnail generators will evolve? Well, we're in 2025 now, and the technology has advanced rapidly. AI can now create images that understand context. For instance, using models like Gemini, you can generate a custom background from scratch. No way. So it's not just about pasting clip art anymore? Exactly. It's capable of complex requests like dramatic lighting from the left and producing results that actually match your vision. That sounds revolutionary. But what about creators who worry about keeping up with trends? The trends for 2025 emphasize authentic storytelling and visual consistency over clickbait. The AI can analyze existing content and replicate that style, so you don't have to worry as much about your thumbnails looking out of place. Jordan, wow, that's super helpful. And I assume this means it can handle different platforms too? Yes. It's not just about creating a single YouTube thumbnail anymore. It can optimize for TikTok, Instagram, and more, all while maintaining brand consistency. Speaking of consistency, how did the AI perform compared to your human design thumbnails? Alex, we ran the test across 20 videos over 2 months, switching out the thumbnails weekly. The AI thumbnails consistently outperformed our human designs. That's incredible. So you found a 38% improvement. How did that affect your overall workflow? I gained so much time. Plus, we maintained perfect brand consistency across all thumbnails. It created a more professional look that even our viewers noticed in the comments. And what about someone who wants to start using AI for thumbnails? Any tips? First off, aspect ratios matter a lot. Modern AI tools handle that by regenerating the image for different platforms instead of just cropping it. Smart. Any other best practices you can share? Sure. Start with a strong hook, use high-quality assets, iterate by generating multiple options, and always provide context about your brand. Those sound like solid steps. Anything else you'd add for someone really looking to dive in? If you're comfortable, experiment with different styles, realistic, illustrated, or cinematic. And keep in mind that sometimes the AI may suggest something counterintuitive, but it might actually perform better. Wow. I'm really excited about the possibilities. So it seems like viewing AI as a creative partner could really change the game for creators. Absolutely. It handles the technical side while you focus on concepts and strategy. Well, thanks for sharing all that valuable insight, Alex. It seems like a 38% CTR boost and a more streamlined workflow is well worth exploring. Totally. I hope our listeners feel inspired to try out AI for their thumbnails. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Goodbye, everyone.